This is a talk given by Sydney Banks. A deeper appreciation of what he is saying can be obtained by listening to this tape many times.
Well, first I'd like to thank the Hawaiian Clinic and all the people that put a lot of effort to get me here. And to be honest, I don't even really know what to talk about, but I'm sure we'll find something. And we can either talk about psychology or philosophy or theosophy, or we could mix it because they really all tie in together. And as you know, the word psychological, it means the logic of the psychic. Or you ever go for training somewhere and you listen carefully to whatever the teacher's saying and it doesn't make logic, my advice is walk out. It's the same here. If I don't make logic, walk out. 22 years ago, I had a realization, and this realization showed me that life, as we know it, is a divine dream suspended within the boundaries of time and space. It also showed me the true psychology was based on three principles: mind, consciousness, and thought. They're the building blocks to all human psychological nature. Think about it. What can exist in this reality, in your reality, without mind, consciousness, and thought? There isn't one mental sickness, any phobias. There is nothing can exist without mind, consciousness, and thought. Take any one of those things away, take the mind away, there is no existence. Take thought away, there is no existence. Take consciousness away, there is no existence. Because mind, consciousness, and thought are like the trinity of the church. They're the trinity of psychology. All three, it's a paradox that you have to figure out. All three are actually all the same thing with a different word. And we are the ones that put the words on. And don't be fooled by words. And I tell you today, when you're listening to whatever I'm saying, don't listen to my words, please. Listen to what I'm trying to say. And what I'm trying to say will come to you via a feeling, a positive feeling. If it's a negative feeling, you're not hearing what I'm saying. If it's a positive feeling, you're getting it. That's what all human beings are looking for, is a positive feeling. People get caught up in all these phobias and anxieties, insecurities. They're all derivatives from mind, consciousness, and thought. Love is a derivative from mind, consciousness, and thought. Hate is a derivative from mind, consciousness, and thought. Security is a derivative from mind, consciousness, and thought. Every human being I've ever met that's in the field of psychology, every therapist I've ever met in my life, I haven't met one that their heart wasn't into helping human beings. I've never met one. And evolution comes along and you evolve in consciousness. And this is exactly what's happening, what I see is happening to the field of psychology throughout the world. They're starting to evolve in consciousness. They're starting to see the fallacy of going back into the past. And this is basically, this is what all therapists do. They take you into the past. As soon as you go into the past, to put it bluntly, you're dead meat. There is no cure. They take you back into the problems that you're trying to get rid of. That's like jumping back into the shower to dry yourself off. It's putting the patient through hell. And hell is created from the mind of humanity. It is the ignorance of humanity. There is only one way, only one, and that is to go inside yourself. If you step inside, all the teachings, all the religious teachings all over the world tell you to look within. And that's exactly what I'm saying to you. Look inside, look within. Because it's only inside you the answer lies. You must see it for yourself. It's like on my birthday, somebody sent me a birthday card, and it was a kind of Freudian psychologist, big glasses, the whole trip. And it said, how many psychologists does it take to change a light bulb? And the answer was one, if the light bulb is willing to change. And that's the same with every patient and yourself. If you want to change, you have to be willing to change. Now, find your own wisdom. Never mind what Sid Banks says, never mind what Dr. Pransky says, Dr. Mills says, or any other doctor says. It's not the words. It's you that has to find the mental health that lies inside you. This mental health is called wisdom. And wisdom is intelligence before form. And before form is that innate wisdom that lies inside before it's contaminated from what we call reality. And every human being in the world, and this is the opposite from what most people believe, every human being in the world, no matter how mentally disturbed they are, just below the surface, one thought away lies mental health. But you've got to find that one thought that will open that door and let you walk through and have a vision that you're mentally healthy. You decontaminate yourself by healthy thoughts. You contaminate yourself by unhealthy thoughts. Negative, positive. Go for the positive. And there you will find your mental health. Universal consciousness is the intelligence of all things. All things. Universal mind is the intelligence of all things. Universal consciousness, without universal consciousness, there wouldn't be any creation. Universal thought, there'd be no creation. These three principles are gifts that we were given to see creation. How we use those gifts is up to you, because we all have the freedom of thought and we have the freedom of a free will. We're using our free will and a free thought system. We go through life, and if we blow it, we blow it. If we don't, we don't. It's up to us. When you go for anybody, any patient comes to you for help, they're pleading for you to help them. If a doctor or a therapist gives that patient hope and shows them it is their own thoughts, then instantly you have a healthy person. It doesn't take 20 years. I hear people see it, I see it on the TV all the time. This man here, this woman here, it'll be at least 20 years of therapy before you're okay. The second they say that, they've condemned that human being to mental anguish for 20 years. Thought is a divine gift, I said that before, that we use to open the door, to step inside, and see the greatness that lies in every human being. No matter how wicked a person is, so-called, no matter how tormented they are, I'm going to repeat this one too. Just below the surface of their consciousness lies sanity, lies mental health. Every human being, because we're spiritual beings, this is a spiritual reality. We're spiritual beings that live in a world we call physical. Now here's where the duality of life takes place. The Eastern philosophies talk about the duality of life, the physical and the spiritual. But there is no such a thing. There's only the illusion of this, the physical that we live in. In actual fact, everything is spiritual. There is only one, not a duality, there's one. This is why the North American Indians, they talk about the spirit of the water, the spirit of the deer, the spirit of the fish, the spirit of the mountains, the spirit of Mother Earth, the spirit of Mother Sky. Then they talk about the Great Spirit being God. Because what is called God, what we human beings call God, in actual fact, is not a person, not a thing, it's a formless spiritual energy before the formation of form. Follow your own instinct. Follow what's inside your heart. And you can never go wrong. Because if you look inside and you find your own wisdom, there is where mental health is. And always, always, love is the answer. Because love is a positive mind full of mental health. Happiness is one thought away from every human being in life. One thought. One thought. If you can find that one thought. And if you realize that thought is the missing link, and you find it, you'll be grateful to God the rest of your life, and grateful to the person that told you that the rest of your life, because you'll find happiness. Happiness is just round the corner for everybody. And you can tell me all the different situations you're in, and that doesn't mean a tinker's toot to me. It's thought that creates happiness or unhappiness. And there's some incredible people in here today that live in situations that most of us would never even dream of, that's so bad, but they're happy. Why is it that you can go into a housing program that's so bad, and somewhere in there you'll find happy people? What's the difference between those people and the other ones, the hundreds of surrounding them that are unhappy, and all it is that they've found a beautiful, positive thought that has changed their life? Thought is the key. Honestly, thought is the missing link. Like, I just finished writing a book, and it's called The Missing Link. And this book explains how the three principles work, what thought is, what consciousness is, and what mind is. And it's related to always the spiritual, because the world is a spiritual dream. And that's not just talk, it actually is a spiritual. We are sitting in the middle of a dream. There's not one person in here that isn't in the middle of a spiritual dream. Now, a dream can be a nightmare. A dream can be beautiful. And it's up to the The dreamer, true mystic, will take you from the foreign to the foreignless. When you reach the foreignless, you reach a purity of thought before the contamination of what you call reality.
And I don't know how to. I have one class of all seniors that are applying to Harvard, Princeton, at the college. I'm actually teaching them at the college level, and they're getting credit for this course. And the first day of class, I was so excited. I walked in, and I was talking from a positive feeling. And then that day, they all walked out and said, "Our teacher's really stupid. She doesn't know anything." And how, I don't know how to get. And it's been halfway through the year, they still think that. And I don't know how to get through it.
All you can do, dear, is get yourself in a space. Get yourself in a space that it won't bother you, and you go through it.
Well, I see the innocence in what they do and what they say, but at the same time, I feel helpless because I can't see. Like, and when I try and talk to them, like about thought or something like that, it's like it goes right over their head, and they don't get it at all. And then
imagine how I feel. You know, you know what, I think we should call it quits for now, and what if we come back at 1:30? Would that be okay? Okay, thank you. As I told you before, the words don't mean anything. Listen for a feeling. When you get that feeling, just hang on to it. That's what I talked about all yesterday. No. There are different ways of expressing it. There's universal mind. And what that means is universal intelligence. Universal intelligence is what you call God. And that's mind. Now, a lot of people get mixed up in the honest belief that the brain is the mind. The brain and the mind are two entirely different things. The brain is physical, the mind is spiritual. The brain is nothing more than a very, very high-class computer. And whatever you put into your brain is all you can take out. It's like any other computer. What you put in, that is all you can take out. You can rearrange it, but whatever you put in is all you take out. Now, if you see with your thought system, you see anger, hate, desire, insecurity, and many other of these negative things, that's where you will see the world. That's all that can come out. So what you have to do is reprogram. And to reprogram, it's just like putting another disc in. You start to see it in positive. And when you start to see it in positive, your new disc will show you love, understanding, it'll bring tranquility, it'll bring the feeling of satisfaction, gratitude, and all it is a change in thought. The new disc is a change in thought. That's all it is. Nothing else but a change in thought. I told you yesterday, thought is the missing link that every human being in the world is looking for. Thought is the missing link that all psychology has been looking for since the beginning of time. And the wise, if you look at the wise, the books from the past, the Buddha, all they do is talk about mind. The kahunas in Hawaii, all they did was talk about mind. Because when they talk about mind, they talk about God. It's the same thing. It's a universal intelligence. Now you have this universal intelligence, and we have a brain. We have a free will, and we have a free thought system to see life as we want to see it. And that's a great gift, to see life as you want. So you take your own personal thought system, and you use the power of this universal mind to see life as you want. And whatever you see is your reality. That's why everybody in this world, literally everybody, every living creature in the world, lives in a separate reality. You hear me say now, every human being in this hall hears it different. If you walk out into the streets, every human being in this hall will see it separate. They see it different because you've got your own way of seeing things. That's your freedom of thought. But somewhere beyond this freedom of thought, there's a standard, there's a preciseness, and that preciseness that can never change, that all are separate realities, they come from, they stem from mind, consciousness, and thought. These are three universal principles that are unchangeable, and in no way can anybody see reality without them. You have to see that they're separate. One belongs to the spiritual world, the world of formlessness. And that's what you call God. Same thing. The other belongs to the world of the physical. And that's creation. Once a human being comes into creation, there's a duality takes place. Because then there's the physical and there's the spiritual. We see the physical, but we forget about the spiritual. We forget where we come from. And that's why religions are born, to try and take people back into that spiritual reality. As I told you yesterday, there is nothing separating you from your spiritual identity except for thought. Only thought. That is the separation. That is what creates the duality of life. And when you see that, then you will see in the singular. And you will see that everything is spiritual, whether it be in form or formless. And when you see this, you're heading what some people would call, you're heading home from whence you came. And this is where all the power is. This is where the power of thought, consciousness, and mind lie. See, the problem is we try to fix our problems after it's too late. We go into behaviorism. And behaviorism is after the fact. And if you start to work on after the fact, you're working in the mess. You're working in the contaminated version of life. And again, what you have to do is forget the contaminated version and go back before the contamination, and here lies the answer. And once you see that, you're back into the contaminated one, but you see it for what it is, and it's of no value because all it is thought. And when you see that, you'll find your happiness. This is where good marriages are created. This is where happiness is found. This is where security is found. Looking for a quiet mind. See, people meditate to quieten their mind, to quieten their personal mind, so as it kind of goes to sleep, And when it goes to sleep, the universal mind comes out with wisdom. And wisdom is an uncontaminated intelligence. It hasn't been contaminated by this world. That's why newly born babies are really uncontaminated until they realize life. Then the contamination takes forth because they've joined the physical world. They're not a duality. And people say, but how do you do it? Again, they're starting to analyze. They're trying to figure it out. Quieten your mind and it'll happen. It's a quiet mind. People that suffer mentally, their minds are racing all the time. That's why they can't go to sleep. That's why they're so uptight. Because their minds are going, 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 going. Now some of them take a pill and it'll quiet their mind down for a little while and they get a bit of silence. That's all it's doing, it's quieting your mind. But through time, their mind beats the pill and starts up again and say, oh, well, we'll give you a stronger one or another one or a different kind. And through time, there's a whole mess going on. Instead of trying to just quieten your mind. To quieten your mind, stop analyzing. And my advice is, if you get into the state of analyzing things in the world and yourself, try and notice that all it is thought. And if you can honestly realize all it is thought, it'll vanish. Because thought is the catalyst, I'm going to say it again, that shows us creation. Without thought, you wouldn't be conscious of existence. Without consciousness, you'd have no thought. Without consciousness and thought, you'd have no mind. The three of them are really all the same thing, only different names put on them. It's like the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Trinity. All three are the same thing. Psychologically, mind, consciousness, and thought are the Trinity of psychology. Here lies the secret of all human behavior. Here lies the secret of mental sickness and mental health.
You talked about forgiving. We usually think about forgiving and forgetting. Would you talk about forgetting?
To forgive and forget are the same thing. If I say, I'm never going to forgive you for doing what you did to me, say, 20 years ago. That's non-forgiving. If I forget it, I've already forgiven you. And forgiveness is a very, very powerful thing. Because if I hold animosity towards, say, you, and I won't let go, I'm going to suffer. Me. I'm the one that's going to suffer. Because I have all these horrible thoughts about you. I have these very agitating feelings inside myself, hostile feelings. I walk outside this room with all these feelings. No matter what I look at, I'm going to look at it through those feelings. I'm not going to see life with clarity because I'm full of hostility because I will not forgive you. If I learn to forgive you, it clears my mind, totally clears my mind. I'm in a state of forgiveness. I forget it. I have nothing to bother me. I walk outside and I see life as it is. This is where the feeling of love comes in. When you can rid yourself of all those horrible feelings. You know, when you first meet somebody and you fall in love, they're great. Oh, they're nice. They're just beautiful. Because you're not judging them. You're accepting them the way they are. The years go on and you start to judge your husband or your wife or your whoever. And through time, the marriage starts to go down the hill because you started to judge. You started to analyze. And you've lost that feeling of love. And find forgiveness, find the secret of forgiveness, I should say, and what happens, you go right back to where you started and you're in love again. But if you go to an analyst and he tells you to find this love again, you've got to get your anger out with each other, you've got to fight with each other, they're doing the very opposite. And that's where the whole system fails. And common sense tells me, if I'm fighting with my spouse, and we're about to get a divorce because of our fights, and I want to make it up, and I want to get my love back again, and I want to become friends again with my spouse, and what's stopping it is the fighting, if I go to an analyst and he tells us to fight more, there's something wrong. And trust me, your own common sense is the best thing in the world. Your common sense, not anybody else's, yours. And if you ever go for help, never, never accept that anger will help you. There's only one thing in the world will help you, is love and forgiveness. Put the two of them together and you've found the greatest help you'll ever find in your life. Because if you put love and forgiveness together, then you will see the clarity, what life is, not what it isn't. And what it is, as I told you before, is a divine dream suspended within the boundaries of time, and we as human beings are wandering through it. And the idea of the entire thing is to go find yourself. That's why the Eastern philosophy is to look for the true self. Go find yourself. But as human beings, we make a mistake and we look at the body as the self. The body is not the true self. The body is the illusion. The physical is the illusion. The true self is the what you would call the soul, the inner being, the inner part of man, the spiritual part of humanity, that inside. That's what you've got to look for. And another way to say is, you're looking for what you call God. Because God is the essence of all things, whether in form or formless.
How are you distinguishing between consciousness and God?
As I say, they're both the same thing, but use different names. Consciousness is the ability to recognize, and thought gives us that ability to distinguish. See, consciousness is aware, is to become aware. You become consciousness some, you become aware. The second we become conscious of reality, we're using the power of consciousness. Whatever we do with this awareness that we've got, accordingly, must be how we use our thoughts. That's the freedom of thought. You know, the Aloha Spirit. That's an extremely powerful, powerful thing. Something that the kahunas came out with many, many centuries ago is the Aloha Spirit. Because I told you yesterday, the kahunas, the wise priests of the Hawaiians, they talked about the power of mind all the time. That was it. That was basically the religion, was the spiritual mind. The spiritual mind being God. And the Aloha Spirit, the spirit of love, forgiving, caring, sharing. If you put those things into your own life, then you will have a happy life. You have a contented life. You'll see life differently. No matter what religion you belong to, If you go to your church, it's your choice. It's not so much the words of the minister, the priest, or the rabbi. It's the essence of whatever your religion is. And go to the essence. Go beyond the form to the essence. And when you get into that essence, that's where you will find all the hope, all the love, all the joy that you ever want. Because it lies inside yourself. You're spiritual beings. You're not just physical beings, you're spiritual beings. Everything that moves on this earth is a spiritual creation. You are a spiritual creation. And to end this up, I'm going to say, truly, go before form, and there you'll find your answer. You know, folks, I think what we should do is, we're in Hawaii, take the beautiful feelings you've got and go out and enjoy it, and we'll call it quits. I'd like to thank you all for coming. I truly appreciate it. Judy and I are quite honored that all you people would turn out and come and listen to what we have to say. And all I can say is God bless you all and thanks a million.
Thank you for listening to this talk. We hope it has been helpful to you.